Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes!
Whee!
School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
C saying, get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not, but welcome to the Big Shoe on the West Side, the greatest radio show. I can say that because I'm the host. The greatest radio show of Ben Davis High School. Only second to my students. So this is student produced show. If the students aren't producing it, you won't hear my voice. So good morning to my student producer. Good morning, Big Rob.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Bit of a stumble I did while pressing your on button.
Yeah, I noticed that. I'm going to have 10 demerits, you know, but since you're the student, I won't bother you.
I tried to hit the button, but the button didn't, it didn't press.
You want to borrow my glasses?
I should probably borrow your glasses.
I robbed 2003. The show's been going on, man.
Wow.
This is our 20th anniversary year.
The show older than
wow.
me.
Wow, that's crazy.
He's older than me.
Yep. It's younger. It's little, but you're young pup. So, speaking of young pups, you got any puppies?
No, I don't got a puppy, but I got a dog.
What kind of dog you got?
I got a pit bull.
You got a pit bull?
Yeah.
Is it real nice?
Yeah.
Is there a miss? That's a new show. I know I got to guess, but is that a new show about people saying that pit bulls are all mean dogs?
I think it's a show called like Pibbles and Burlies. I think that one's been a while.
But your dog is a nice dog.
My dog's
so
a nice dog.
So pit bulls aren't like naturally mean dogs.
No.
People make them mean.
People.
People. Speaking of people, what you got in plan for the weekend?
No.
No?
No, I never have plans.
You got no plan for the weekend?
I never have plans for
the
weekend.
You know, it's still time to cut my grass.
No.
You know, it's still time to clean my garage out.
No.
Rob, I need a new roof.
I'm not OSHA certified.
I don't need a new roof, but I do need my grass cut. Come on, Rob, please.
No.
Give 50 cents. All right, Rob got nothing to do. He won't cut my grass for 50 cents. What are students doing on a thing that we call the
fall break.
Ooh.
What student doesn't love fall break?
Yeah.
October 7th to October 22nd, no school because... fall break.
Wow.
Which means you won't be able to hear my great voice. You won't be able to hear Emerson's great voice.
No students.
Unfortunately.
Cool. You got any plans for fall break? Don't say you're not going to do nothing.
I'm probably not going to do a lot, I'm going to try to find some way to finesse my way over to my sister's house.
Cool. Okay. Let's go.
Anyway, so speaking of October 7th, you know what else happens October 7th? WBDG Alumni Day.
Wow.
We get the alumni coming back in here on a Saturday.
Okay. Cool.
And then football.
Hey.
Everybody love football. We got Carmel at Ben Davis, the homecoming game. 7 p.m. Friday.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Hey, that's today.
Yeah.
Today's Friday.
Are you going to the game?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't go anywhere.
I know you don't do nothing on weekends. I'm calling your parents.
I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I sit on the couch and play video games.
All right.
I got no life.
Rap.
Anyway, socials at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok. TikTok is at Giant 90.9 because we goofed when making the account. We got a request line, which Emerson plugs every single time because we love our callers. Our request line is 317-244-9234. That is 317-244-WBDG. All of our podcasts go to Audioboom. I think, School Talk goes to Audio Boom. Cool. Speaking of School Talk, it airs every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Well, not, maybe not every Friday, if me or Landon's not here. But then it replays Sundays, 2 p.m.
Cool. Well, that's the thing we call the...
Oh, wait, you know something that could have fit up there?
What?
We got a new student in the corner.
Oh, morning student in the corner? Who's that? Who's in the corner?
That's Miles.
Hey, Miles. Hi. What's up, Miles? Y'all don't talk. You just sit there and... I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You was in the corner last year.
Yeah, I was in the corner last year.
Yeah, so welcome to the promotion to producer of School Talk. Once again, co-producer.
Big promotion.
Awesome. Our main line here is 244 WBDG. It's 244-9234. Hey, you can call in this morning. I got an awesome guest in the studio. Remember, you are entitled to your own opinion, but not to your own facts. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the studio, we have State Representative Renee Pack. Good morning. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
How you doing? Push that magic button, y'all. We got. Y'all just don't know. She's just purple proud. She bleeds purple. Don't you cut her. But she just loves the West Side. She's been involved in so many great things here on the West Side. She used to be working for us here at Wayne Township, working for you folks and us folks, all of our folks here in Wayne Township. She's doing great things now as a state representative. And we're going to find out what she's been up to and downtown and in the big house. But Renee, you're not, where are you from?
Well, I'm from, actually, good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm actually from a lot of places.
No, where were you born? I'm getting deep.
I was born in Nashville, Tennessee.
I knew that. I saw that.
My parents are from Nashville, Tennessee, yeah. But my father was in the Army. So growing up, we moved over the place.
I know you're former military. Yeah, yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we have lived in New Jersey on two tours. We did Alaska, Germany, Kentucky, Texas. And so I come from everywhere, but my heart is with Nashville.
Your high school was called White Creek Comprehensive High School.
Yeah. You got some notes?
The brother can read a little bit.
Yeah.
and now I'm going to get deep into what's happening downtown, but I always want to deep into my guest's past a little bit. In high school, what did you want to be when you came out of high school?
A teacher.
Get out of here.
Ever since I was in third grade, I had a teacher, Miss Morris, who mm-hmm. I loved, and I wanted to do what she did. So I always wanted to be a teacher. Yeah. And so, of course, things got delayed before I was in education, but she was my inspiration. And when I started college, I only went for that first semester when I first got out of high school. I was studying elementary education.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in the military, 1986 to 1991, was it your family's influence that led you towards the military, or was it, what was it?
Right. I enlisted January of 1986. And my estimated time of service was done in May of 91. And I went in because I was a young single mother.
Okay.
Things weren't going that great for me. I didn't really have that direction.
Go ahead, talk to me.
I didn't have a path established. So it was a time where I was struggling. And I saw a movie about a woman who was a pilot in the Army.
Okay.
And I said, that's it.
Wow.
I'm going to join the Army. And the next day I was at the military entrance center and signing up. And the second reason, I think, and maybe the most important reason, is that my father passed away just 2 years after he got out of the Army.
Wow.
So he was 41 years old.
So young.
Yeah. So, you know, I did it also to continue his legacy.
Yeah.
Because I have two brothers, and for a few reasons, they weren't able to enlist.
Wow.
So that's major.
Yeah, I joined the Marine Corps when I was 18, not knowing what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
My hometown, Terre Haute, and, you know, I was going to heck in a handbasket.
Oh, my.
You know, and it was like, we had high schools. We had Wiley High School in Terre Haute, Indiana.
We had
Gerstmeyer Technical High School in Terre Haute, Indiana. We had State Laboratory High School in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Yeah.
We also had the North Vigo High School in Terre Haute, Indiana. I went to all four of those.
What'd you do, one a year?
Actually, I went to Wiley a whole year and no credits. How you do that?
Oh, you were struggling.
I was bad. I wasn't a gangster, but I was a knucklehead.
Yeah.
And I was definitely struggling. My daddy died when I was in the ninth grade.
And
from that point on, it was like I just went downhill. I got my first F in ninth grade. Yeah. And then went down and down and down. And here I'm 18 at North Vigo High School. I would have been in the first graduating class of North Vigo if I would have stayed. But I didn't have enough credits to be a senior at 18.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So 1972, Vietnam was still going on and didn't need a high school diploma. So I joined the Marines.
Yeah.
The best day of my life. Besides being born.
The born day is important.
Besides being born.
Yeah.
But it turned my life around. I got in front of a man that I couldn't spit down, yell down, cuss down, shout down, nothing. I had to just get down, give me 50.
You did whatever he said. Yeah.
Exactly,
you
twice.
Did whatever they said.
You know, the Marine Corps really turned me around. So bachelor's degree in business administration?
Business management.
And management?
Mm-hmm. And then I went back for my master's. I became so immersed in MSD of Wayne Township.
Yeah.
Just working here, being a host instructor, being a parent liaison over there at Chapel Glen. I just wanted to learn more. So I went to IUPUI.
Weepooey.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
And worked and got my master's there. Yeah.
Working here in Wayne Township as a parent community liaison, working with our parents, the parents drive the engine with our young folks. And I always say it starts at home as it comes to raising our young people, trying to get them to be better young adults. So my question is, how was it working with parents?
I enjoyed it because I was also a Wayne Township parent to four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had some background on some of the frustrations that us parents have.
Right.
There were times where things might get heated because of disagreements. But I always found a way, we always found a way to get civil with each other.
Right.
And that's the only way we can talk and do what's good with kids is to become civil, for parents to become civil, and for parents to hear what we have to say.
Right.
As educators, because I'm surely going to listen to you and what you have to say, because you know this child better than anybody. So I have the utmost respect for our parents. Are we all perfect? Nope, we're not.
Okay.
But as a parent, I was learning all the time.
Right.
I made mistakes, and I understand parents now that make mistakes.
Right.
But between parents and school and the community, you know, it's my prayer that we just get it right on behalf of kids.
We're talking to State Rep. Renee Pack here in Wayne Township. Of Wayne Township, of Indiana, in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're going to clear the board for a second. We're going to catch up where she's at now and come back in about 30 seconds. We're going to clear the boards and then start over.
What makes essential workers essential?
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
Essential workers help our nation run. You're in every corner of our country and come from all over the globe. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. Visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet, and every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Welcome back to School Talk. We're here with the great. She's just great. I mean, cause she loves what she does. She loves the West Side, and it's pretty obvious of the things that she does. So we're gonna find out some of the things.
Can
she's
I say
doing.
One thing?
Yes, anything you want? Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank
Happy
you.
Happy 20th anniversary. That's a milestone. Do you know you all are known across the country?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I know at least in Tennessee.
Hey, that'll work. Hey.
Yeah. So congratulations. Y'all always done great work.
Well, I'm speechless.
I know you're speechless. You're humble.
But it's the students. I have fun with the students.
Thank you.
Remember, now, you might remember the story. Remember Willie Frank Millerbrook?
Yeah.
Willie was my inspiration to do this show.
Wow.
And Willie was on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We had
mm-hmm.
Willie on our airways. And everybody would say, oh, my God, Willie Frank, you know, what's he going to say? Because, mm-hmm. you know, he's a shock jock. He was a shock jock.
So I remember.
What's he going to say? That man, degree from IU. A lot of folks didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
IU degree, educator, smart. He was a smart man.
Mm-hmm.
I still got it recorded somewhere. It was an awesome show.
Great.
Speaking of awesome, your committee assignments. Last 2023-24, your Commerce, Small Business, and Economic Development Committee,
mm-hmm.
Family, Children, Human Affairs Committee, and one that I like, the Veteran Affairs Public Safety Committee.
Veteran Affairs and Public Safety, which I am ranking minority member of.
Push the magic button.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Both of those titles mean a lot to me.
So it's not just Veteran Affairs, but it's Public Safety, which includes our fire departments and also our police officers.
Yeah, both. That's what I'm saying. That's me. 4 years in the Marine Corps. 6 years former state trooper. That's why. That's me. I understand both sides of the coin.
I don't know if I knew that you were a state trooper, but I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1979 to 85. Yeah.
My. Yeah. That's great. You've done a lot too.
I've had more jobs than Carter had liver pills.
Oh my gosh! Can we get a boo?
Y'all know anything about Carter's liver pills?
Unfortunately, I don't think there's a boo.
There's a whole bunch of those boogers in that bottle, little green pills. But I've had an awesome life, and I'm not done yet. But
no,
you know,
you're not done.
So my respect for law enforcement
mm-hmm.
and educators, and I've said this many times on my show, I think teachers and law enforcement first responders should be some of the highest paid positions there are.
Yes.
And I'm serious when I say that, because when it comes to shooting and law enforcement, they run towards the bullets. Like the military, you run towards the action,
right.
not the other direction.
You don't run away.
You don't run away. And then you put your life on the line for complete strangers that you don't know from a can of paint,
mm-hmm.
but you put your life on the line. That to me, that's
just huge. That's a great point.
And then when you stand there and raise your hand and take that oath to protect your Constitution and protect the United States of America when you join the military, you take that oath, but you say to yourself, okay, I'm taking the oath, but you don't think about it. You might have to make the ultimate sacrifice.
That's what we're pledging to.
Yes.
That we are willing to make the ultimate sacrifice
for
this country.
Some have, mm-hmm. and some did. But you were putting yourself in harm's way, and so my hat goes off to that, too. So
yes.
But that's a whole new show.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
It's okay. What's going on downtown at the big house?
As the big house, or I call it the people's house.
Oh, I like that even
better. Belong to the people. Well, we got out of session in April.
Okay.
So between April and about November, we're not down there as much. I just stop in to work sometimes, or if I have meetings or mm-hmm. something like that, I'll go downtown to the state house. So right now, the state house is pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly what we're working on as legislators is right now is legislation that we want to pass in 23 or 24. It's almost 24.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're gathering our ideas and putting those down on I Still Write.
Okay.
I Still Write with a pen.
Okay. Old school.
Yeah, I'm old school. And so I've got some points that I really want to take a look at this mm-hmm. year. And I had a meeting yesterday with General Lyles out there at National Guard. So we're working on some recruitment and getting our recruitment numbers up.
Okay.
for the Indiana National Guard because they are down. Another thing that we are working on is trying to have a better collaboration of community service that the National Guard does.
Okay.
And makes themselves visible in our communities. Yeah. I think that would be a big help. They're not here to police up anything.
That's,
but just to be
that's
a
the
part.
Thing.
Yeah.
People have a misconception. Well, I can't find the right words. Mm-hmm. Early in the morning. They misunderstand what the National Guard really, with all that they do.
Sure.
You know, some of the old folks might say, you know, yeah, they only come around when there's crime and they back up the police departments. But they do a lot of stuff as it pertains to national emergencies. And so that'd be a good point.
I'd love to have more visibility, not just for bad things, but for good, positive things. I remember back when we first started getting the COVID vaccine. The National Guard ran the whole operation out there at the track.
Okay.
They did a great job. They did a wonderful job. So, you know, we still, I've got a student, I'm sure she wouldn't mind me mentioning her name, I'm working with on gender violence.
Okay.
We want to make that a law that now if you hurt somebody that's a transgender man or woman, that it would be considered a hate crime. And it's not in this state.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does make sense. Because it don't make no sense.
No, it, well, to do something right. Like it's crazy, that's ridiculous.
That don't make no sense.
Right, we have to respect everyone.
Yeah, you missed it. Go ahead.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I got a button for that, too.
Yeah. I forgot that button.
Yeah, see, he's a first-year producer. He missed my cue, so he missed the cue.
Oh,
so.
He'll learn.
That's twice today, Rob.
What?
Twice. He's going to have your job.
Oh, he's going to have it next year because I can't be here next year. He can't take it this year.
Speaking of bills, before I get off track, and I do get off track, I saw one, income tax exemption for military pay. Is that in the works still? Or?
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, what ended up happening is we were able to pass a bill for retirees where they now do not have to pay income tax.
You got passed?
Yes.
Push the magic button. Yes.
So it's all about doing whatever we can to help support
that is
our,
good.
Our veterans.
I mean,
especially our retired veterans.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 68 and I didn't retire from the military, but older you get, things get real tougher because when you're younger, you have more income from certain jobs. But as you get older, your income is not it's the same anymore.
Right.
And young folks might not understand that because they're so young.
Yeah.
But as you get older, and deep in your 60s, man, and it's not, you got to change the way you live a little bit. And that's cool.
Well, that brings me to another point that you mentioned. I retired on June 1st.
For Wayne Township.
Yes, for Wayne Township. I had wonderful
Congratulations.
Years. I had wonderful years here. For the whole time I was employed here, I never felt like I was going to work. I was just going to do my thing and serve and help kids and help parents and then ultimately help my community. But the me retiring kind of cleared up my schedule a little bit.
You didn't change anything. You're still helping the community.
Yeah.
You just changed locations. You just changed addresses. That's all. You didn't do nothing.
You're still out here. Just not getting that paycheck.
Yeah, but that was two big hats, though. Yeah. That was two big hats.
Yeah, and I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to take one and do it excellently?
There you go.
Or do two and not hit 100% on both of them?
Exactly.
So.
You mentioned something earlier in the break where we were talking about gun violence. And it's just Emerson's opinion here, y'all. Like from being 4 years in the Marine Corps and then 6 years in law enforcement, 10 years dealing with guns in some capacity. You know, and I understand the concept of deadly force as it pertains to law enforcement. And I understand the concept of protecting yourself or innocent third party. I understand that concept. Got kind of crazy out here, in my opinion, with the law that pertains to guns. And I ain't trying to take nobody's guns away. I ain't trying to jump on nobody's Second Amendment or whatsoever. But look at the news. Guns is just super, super too hard to get. Now you don't even need to carry a permit?
No, and you don't have to get one. You just go and get a gun. That's all.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. And then, of course, guns get into the hands of the wrong people.
And that's what happens.
And then we have this, I call it an emergency in the
streets.
It is
an emergency. I agree.
Yeah, and just try watching the news for 1 week and see if on every single night there is not a shooting in this city.
I understand.
Every single night. And these aren't all older people that are dying. These are kids. These are young adults whose lives are being cut short because of these rash, violent decisions.
Do they see it?
It breaks my heart.
I know. It breaks. But do folks downtown see it? Either city, county, but you can't talk with them, mm-hmm. or in the people's house?
Well, I think then that's another thing we're to keep an eye on now. You mentioned the city, county building and what goes on there. We've got a mayoral race now, mm-hmm. between Jefferson Shreve and, of course, Joe Hogsett. And I think that city violence is going to determine the way our people vote. Man. Yeah.
Okay. When I was 18 and before I joined the Marine Corps, I got in fights. I got scarred right here in my right eye, mm-hmm. from a fight I had in a junkyard. I mean, we had rock fights. We had stick fights. I got jumped by Petey Cork, God bless his soul, and O.C. Tompkins. They jumped me, both of them. I remember their names.
I guess so, yeah.
But I got them back both one at a time.
You got to catch them separately.
Separately. And we all grew up.
Right.
When I was 18, nobody died. None of our kids died. Mm-hmm. We didn't have nobody. We had fights. But none of our kids died. Mm-hmm. Casey Sessions, God bless, so he was in this swimming accident and got cramps. He passed. But none of my kids' friends died from gun violence or none of that stuff.
Because you used your hands.
We used our hands. Mm-hmm. And then we were smart about it, knowing that, we didn't want to die. Mm-hmm. And today you got me, but tomorrow's my day. Mm-hmm. And then it was over. Mm-hmm. It was done. We were done with it. Yeah. Yeah. It was done. You were done with it. And right. we all got older. And we all got older.
Yes.
But we didn't have all this stuff. Now, our parents had shotguns and because they were hunters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They had buckshots and some of their guns, stuff like that. But I don't, this stuff that they're going through now, I didn't have to face that as a child.
Yeah.
And because we handled problems differently than what they do now.
And that's a really important point, is how do we start when children are very young, teaching them how to handle problems, how to handle disagreements. They're going to go through their whole life with people disagreeing with them.
Yeah,
they're going to go through their whole life with one conflict or another all the time. But what way are they going to, how are we going to teach them?
I'm going to go over today. I know I am. But
oh, okay.
I already know
how
that.
How are we going to teach them that violence isn't the way to settle it?
Yeah.
And that's the question right there.
So it starts. Something's got to be done on mm-hmm. on the state level to, or federal level or local level. Someone's got to do something mm-hmm. to get to pull this stuff back and get mm-hmm. this stuff under control, because guns are just crazy. They're just out there. Anyone can get one, and you don't need to have training to do it. And it's the one getting the wrong hands who don't understand the power of it. Mm-hmm. Death is death. When you dead, you dead. And then you bring a gun to it. You bring a permit. How's the saying go? You do a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
The permanent solution, because they're not coming back.
You're not coming back.
Right.
And I'm 68 and I ain't done enough. I don't, it is in the dictionary.
I feel that way too.
I ain't done enough.
I still feel like there's a lot of living to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go more places. I want to do more things. I ain't never been to Vegas. That's a different show. Maybe I shouldn't mm-hmm. go to Vegas, but I ain't never mm-hmm. been there. I want to see the lights. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to New York and see the lights of Times Square again.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Hawaii. I want to go back to Hawaii and play on Waikiki Beach again. A lot of things I want to do.
A lot of things you want to do.
I want to do. If you're mm-hmm. dead, you can't do none of that.
It's over.
That's permanent. It's mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. If you're 18 and 19, you ain't done nothing.
But a youngster's not thinking like that.
But they ain't done nothing at the age. They ain't done nothing. I mean, I ain't saying that Rob ain't done nothing, but you ain't done nothing.
Right, right.
You ain't done enough.
To me, you're still a kid.
Oh, you still a kid. To me, a 40-year-old is still a kid.
Right. Yeah,
I'm sorry. At 40, when I was 40, I thought I knew everything. Right. I didn't know nothing at 40.
Right. Right.
I stayed out of trouble, but if that
I'm
was
still learning now.
That's 61. What I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm still learning. Right, you're not 61.
I'm 68.
You're 68.
But I'm still learning.
Oh, okay. You're still learning. Okay.
I wouldn't mind being 61, but I wouldn't be 18.
That's a rough year.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Not now. I wouldn't. No, I'm. Maybe if I knew. Okay, what's that saying? If you knew, if I only knew then. Only knew then
what I know now.
What I know now.
Yeah.
Now, if I can go back and be 18 and knowing what I know now, I'll be awesome. I'll be an advocate.
Yeah, you'll be a top notch. I'll be a top notch 18-year-old.
Yeah. Oh man, I'll be teaching folks and because then they'll be listening because I'm one of their peers.
Right.
Not an old folk.
All that wisdom.
Yeah.
But anyway. I think you're right. We need to come up with some solutions to end this, and I don't know if anybody has it. We're working on it. We're throwing out ideas, but I don't think anybody has the answer, or we wouldn't have the problems that we're having right now. So,
and God forbid it knocks on your door, and it's in your face, and your family member is affected by it, and now your eyes open up. Oh, got to do something.
Yeah,
you knew that last.
We have a lot of mothers and fathers burying their children, and it's heartbreaking.
That's crazy. How can the people get involved in this process in your work? How can they influence what you do? How can their ideals reach you if they think they got something that they want to say?
If you want to reach me, I'm very accessible. Just go to the Indiana State website. All you do is type in my name, Renee Pack. All my contact information is there, including the phone number. And you're welcome to call or write or whatever you need to at any time. I'm happy to talk to people. And really, I'll tell you, I get a lot of my ideas for legislation from the people.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, because they'll come to me with an idea. I'm like, wow, we had a situation last year, and we're still working on it, where one of the pieces of legislation that I wanted to try to pass had to do with carbon monoxide poisoning in cars.
Right.
And we're just asking for mandatory testing. And that idea came from a Ben Davis parent whose daughter died in that type of accident a few years ago. So, yeah, I get a lot of great ideas from my constituents, and I take them in and I work on them.
I set myself an alarm too. I knew I was going to go over, and I did.
That's a crazy. We're past time.
Yeah, we were past time. hey, we could talk for hours, and then I have to deal with the station manager and go wash his car. But anyway, it was
or cut his grass.
I'll cut his grass. Yeah, he didn't like that boy.
Oh gosh.
But Renee, I mean, state rep. I mean, you're always welcome on our airways. Anytime you're doing something you want us to know about, you're welcome to bum rush our window. And bum rush means you show up.
Bum rush. Okay.
You show up. I don't care who my guest is. It can be Dr. Butts.
Oh gosh.
It can be Dr. Butts on the airways.
You hear this, Dr. Butts?
He does. And you show up at my window, you can bum rush this show.
Okay.
Because I give you 5 minutes of time to talk about what you're talking about. I mean, if you're bold enough to do that, I'm going to let. But seriously, I've been Mr. Goins. He bum rushed us twice so far.
Has he really?
Shows. Yeah. So. But we always give, if they come to my window, the big window, they could brum rush the show. And but I love Dr. Butts for a number of reasons, but he's just a cool dude.
Can I give a shameful plug?
Yeah, go ahead.
My daughter, Leah Johnson, who's a award-winning author, graduated here at Ben Davis in 2012. She's a best-selling author. She decided earlier this year to open her own bookstore.
Wow.
And the grand opening is tomorrow.
Books.
Yes.
Oh, man. We had a teacher always talked about that in our library. I can't think of her name. And she's going to shoot me. But she was our librarian. And then she always, when she talked or said anything, is always first thing, books.
Yep. I'm a reader, too.
So much power in books.
Oh, I'm a reader. You know, when I was little, my mom would drop me off at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings at the library and pick me up at 5.
Wow.
That's how much I loved books and just being in the presence of all of them and reading. And
it's like going on vacation but didn't leave your room.
Yeah, it was only 8 hours long. Yeah.
Renee, we love you. Thank you for what you're doing for our kids
for
constituents, for our people in Marion County and Wayne Township. Keep on doing what you're doing. And
one more thing, one more shameful plug. Educators out there, I want you to know I work my hardest for all of you all. I see your work. I see what you're doing for our kids, and I stand with you.
That's not a shameful plug. That's a fact. And they love it.
It is a fact.
Yeah. And I always say,
some people don't feel that way.
Yeah. Man, I tell you.
Make sure you check the right box on the voting
ballot. Ocean Williams said this, and I like repeating some of what great people say. He said, if the law enforcement, the teachers, the fire department leave town, he's right behind them. I'm right behind him.
I love that. I'm
leaving with them.
Oh, my
cause,
gosh.
Because, you know, it'd be chaos.
Yes, it would be chaos.
It'd be chaos.
Oh, my goodness.
They're all on the front lines.
Yeah.
To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of one you hang with. Okay to be a copycat? Just copy the right pack. Copy Renee Pack. You can't go wrong. She's been to school. She went to high school. She went to college. She was in the military. She worked on Wayne Township. Parent-comic liaison. Now she's downtown in the people's house, making things happen for you people. You can't go wrong. Young man, guess what? They say sagging pants is down. They say they're not sagging the pants that much, Renee. They say they're keeping their pants up. They say they're not sagging. Just if they're not sagging, I won't be nagging. Hey, I love it. Keep your pants up. A lot of different reasons. But anyway, if you're suppressed on school talk, that's the views of MC of Wayne Township or a Giant 90.0 or Ben Davis Catholic. It's views of me and my guest. So come back next week. I have another guest. Some more stuff. Rob might be here. My man in the corner might be here. Miles might be here. Big Nelly might be here. Mr. Easter might be here. Hope I'm here. See you next week. Have a good week. See you next week on School Talk.